There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
The music. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. 1 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. The Chicago Wolves are home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday's game.
I think the bigger concern is whether or not this guy can be the face of your franchise. Let's face it, he was the face of the Florida State franchise, and that didn't stop him from making a bunch of bad decisions off the field.
LFL Network's Mike Mayock breaking down the potential number one draft pick, Jameis Winston. The scouting combine begins this week. We should get a much better idea of the future of several Bears. GM Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox meet the media Wednesday in Indianapolis. Charles Tillman and Lance Briggs, both not expected to be asked back. They're free agents. The Bears have several decisions to make on some prominent players still under contract, like Brandon Marshall. Plus, we may get a better idea if the Bears will run a 3-4 or a 4-3 defense, perhaps both. Hockey, no player in the NHL had more goals last week than Blackhawks forward Marian Hossa, who was named one of the league's three stars for his performance last week. Hossa had 5 goals and 6 points. NBA, the Bulls with a chance to rest until Friday when they visit Detroit. The NBA trading deadline is Thursday. The Knicks announced that Amari Stoudemire has been waived per his request. WNBA, the Sky makes a trade with New York, acquiring former Marshall High School star Cappy Pondexter. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. Did you know Toyota has 6 SUVs and crossovers to choose from? No matter what the weather or whatever your style, Toyota's got you covered. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Zach Zaidman. Nice to have you along for the ride doing updates today. Thanks to our guest today on The Midday Show, Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated and NBC Sports Radio, Eddie Olczyk from NBC Sports and from the Blackhawks, Dan Durkin from 670thescore.com. Our producers are Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, Rick Camp. Thank you, man. Brian Gertsch does the video stream and does it awfully well at watch670thescore.com. Brian Burns was our intern, and the great Dave Miska took care of us right here at the Auto Show. This segment with Transition with Boers and Bernstein is being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Hello, B&B.
What's happening?
What's going on, fellas?
All good things.
We're just enjoying the Toyota Sports Corner here at the Auto Show.
We've been there many years now. Yes, indeed.
Lots of lovely people out here, Terry, and all of them are asking. They're all asking for you. Where's Uncle Terry? Everybody wants to know.
By lovely, you mean the guy that's just sort of standing there looking at you? Like standing right in front of you?
No, I don't think he means the drooling guy.
We're not
I don't think he's talking about the drooling guy.
Okay.
I don't know if we're on camera right now, but you pretty much just nailed it, Bernsie.
Well, no. But they're fans. They're nice guys. Most of the one I've talked to. I'll tell you what freaked me out is my kid came by today. My wife and kid came by.
That was necessary. That was a necessary part of the program.
Oh, no, but Ruben just staring at me and screaming, Daddy! Daddy! For a whole segment. That's a little hard to actually do radio.
He's 23, which is what's really weird.
Yeah. It's really a bigger problem if another kid comes by and does that.
He also screamed it at me, too, though. I don't know how much you should.
Well, there you have it.
You've been around the house a lot, is all I'm saying. He got in and out of every blue car that he could possibly see.
Why
his way
blue?
Down here.
He's got a blue thing?
He's got a blue thing. He's got a blue thing. He likes blue things. And that's the cool part
Maybe
of this.
He should have that looked at.
But you can you can get in cars over here. You can touch them, get into them, and all kinds of stuff. So, no, it's been nice. Viewing opportunities, boys, last night I made the executive decision. Well, it's my own life. It's really not an executive. But I watched SNL 40 and did not watch the All-Star Game
did
live.
Did not watch a minute. A second of the All-Star Game, watched all of SNL 40.
Yeah.
That is the easiest call. I'm sorry. And then they did like Super Bowl numbers for that thing, too.
For the All-Star Game?
No.
No.
Oh, for
no,
SNL 40.
SNL 40 did like triple the numbers for the All-Star Game in every category.
Oh, I didn't look at that this morning.
Blew
I'm
it
not
out
surprised.
Of the water. And I saw like they completely over-delivered what they promised their advertisers. You know, they did like, it was like a 15 or something.
Wow.
Some
well, the
crazy
All-Star
number.
Game sucks. Yeah, I mean, it just sucks. I mean, the whole weekend actually sucks.
I enjoyed the three-point shooting on Saturday night. I enjoyed that.
No, I used to leave it. I thought, whatever I'm doing, I'm going to get the hell out of here before any of that.
My favorite part of that stuff is just seeing how the heroes of my youth are holding up. And I'll tell you this. If I'm 55 and looking like Dominique Wilkins, and
yeah,
by that I mean 6'8 and black, because that's my plan when I'm 55, that he looks terrific.
He looked terrific. He had a good time.
Dr. J still looks like he could probably dunk.
Well, in something. I don't know, in a basket. But he's
been known to do that, yeah.
Known to
spread it around a little bit.
Yes.
In a similar vein, though, seeing Chevy Chase last night or Joe Piscopo last night.
You know, Piscopo actually started to look like old Sinatra now. He doesn't need the makeup anymore. The look is there.
Yeah, it was all
I liked seeing Michael O'Donohue because that was a true childhood hero of mine more than the basketball players were. There's a great biography of Michael O'Donohue by a guy named Dennis Pepin about just how formative, how significant a figure he was in 1970s satire, especially before and then emerging from Watergate, and what he did with National Lampoon concurrently with SNL and his independent stuff. I mean, that guy's just a towering figure in American comedy that most people have never really heard of.
You know, and it wouldn't be SNL if there wasn't a one-note sketch that just went on way too long, and that was the Californians, which had no business making the cut.
You know, I looked at my wife and I said, this is
what it does.
This validated my decision to not have watched the show in the last 15 years.
Oh,
I haven't, I think it's long enough for me.
Yeah, because it completely ceased to be relevant a long time ago. And if that's your flagship recent sketch, thank you.
We're talking 20 at least, maybe 30.
You are so much older than me, Bernsey. Jesus. And I think you're actually younger, but my goodness, 15 years, really?
Yeah, I haven't watched it 15 years.
I know that people, a lot of them have gone on to do, I never hear anybody say anything good. I know people have succeeded that have been on the show, obviously. Had a lot of success stories again, but it's probably been 30 years.
Yeah, no, Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig and a lot of stuff in that era was very, very funny, but that's okay. Yeah. I can
live without it. I got Dan Bernstein to entertain you. Excuse me.
I could live without all All-Star games and their competitions.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And Spiegel's idea for new competitions, new skills competitions.
New competition? What? What?
Yeah. It's...
No, come on. They can take the fun out of even good things, let alone, marginal things. I'm not even going to bother. Come on. It's all right. What else did you guys catch over the weekend? Yeah, because this is sports-wise, it's a good time to, catch up on some documentaries, random sports documentaries, if you want, or, actually go out and live your life and do other things as well.
How about that one?
We had a couple of rollicking youth hockey games and a baseball practice, and we were busy with our own sports. I didn't have a chance to watch much on television.
You know what I did? I my neighbor is the women's coach at UIC, and for 3 years we have talked basketball in the elevator just whenever we see each other. And they played at 3 o'clock on Saturday, and me and Ruben went to see UIC women's hoops on Saturday at 3 o'clock.
Give it back to the community.
You really need to be checked, man. I'm telling you, you really need to see a professional.
It's my neighbor supporting my neighbor.
No, how'd you get tickets so close to game time?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. There's something wrong, though. And Barry is absolutely right about you. There's something, you're not wired right. I mean, you got to stop that.
I like my neighbor, and I've been meaning to go. Yeah, there's nothing going on.
You can love thy neighbor, but nobody loves a neighbor enough to sit through a women's basketball game.
Right? I did.
That's too much love.
As long as Ruben could hang, but I got watched her coach. Man,
and he paid twice face value for the seats, too.
She's the real deal, though. Regina Miller, she was a point guard for Old Dominion in the early 80s when they went to a bunch of Final Fours in a row. And she's used to coach in Vegas. I was like, I was just watching her coach so I could have more educated conversations with her in the hallway.
Next time you're in the elevator.
Again, Barry.
Barry.
You're right about him. There's something that is just not wired right. There's something rattling around his head that won't stop.
I know. I like sports, Barry. You haven't talked to anybody like that in a while.
No, it's more than liking sports, though. I think it's beyond that. I mean, I think we all like sports, but you're way out there.
I'm calling Quad City Pat and Illinois DCFS if you're exposing your child to women's basketball.
To women's basketball. Yeah,
that should be. It's one thing if you're making that decision. Yeah. It's another thing if you're...
Here's the thing.
He can't assert himself.
See, but here's the thing.
For the love
it's
of
actually,
God.
He did. He threw up at the game. He made his point.
No!
Repeatedly.
It's a little bit slower.
True.
And that's like for Ruben, for a three-year-old, is actually I could give him a little play-by-play. They're dribbling, they're passing, they're dribbling, they're shooting. It wasn't some like breakneck thing he's trying to keep along with.
And he said, "Great, where's
they're
the
missing,
cotton candy?
They're missing, they're missing, they're missing,
they're missing." Wow. All right. Well, you know, I in the skills competition, you were you stuck to your seats, so to speak. I mean, I'm telling you.
No, Jason all wanted to watch the skills competition. He loves all that Saturday night stuff. We watched that start to finish. I have to admit. All of it. Every single bit of the skills competition, every bit of the musical stuff beforehand, that was like his, he felt like it was Oscars. And then I said, you want to watch the All-Star game tomorrow night? He looked at me and goes, no, All-Star games suck. And I said, but so you wanted to watch this, but not the All-Star game. He said, Dad, they're going to score 150 points and nobody's going to try. He said, at least these guys are kind of trying. I said, okay.
Maybe you could have him he could watch the skills competition with Matt next year, and they can tweet about it the whole time.
And you can do something else on Valentine's Day.
Kids love skills competitions.
It's for them.
Kids love them.
I've resigned myself to that about Home Run Derby, that it's not for us. It's got nothing to do with us. It's them trying to reach out and get the younger crowd, and occasionally it works.
Baseball, not so good at that. I mean, that has not really worked for them. But
they're making progress on the streaming stuff, though, Terry. Do you see that with Fox Sports?
Some of it, but that home run. Some of it. Yeah, nobody really likes it, apparently. I don't know. I think, first of all, for the years you couldn't trust it, and then now you're this, and I don't know. I have sort of a policy. It's a very hard and fast policy. None of it. Anywhere on All-Star weekends, anywhere. None of it.
Well,
absolutely, positively, none of it.
All right, I'm going to give it a shot. All right, so Bernsey, this was my idea. Like the skills competition that you saw Saturday,
here we go.
Give me an outfielder with a target throw from center to the plate.
Hold on now. Pause for drama and let him sit down.
Target throw to center to the plate with the Tom Emanski bucket there and Fred McGriff in a puffy hat with no logo.
Okay.
Then they come into second base and they go from second to third to home as fast as they can. They get time to doing that. And then they got to hit a home run. They got to hit a BP home run.
Out of breath.
Yes.
Okay.
So I want to see Puig and Trout and Andrew McCutchen, among others, competing in that.
So they throw and then they run from where they are. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Make the center field throw. They got to get it in the bucket. First, they get it in the bucket.
And
then they go to second. No, they go to second and run from second to home. Then they grab a bat and heft it home.
Name of a fine book, by the way.
Second to home?
Very readable.
Is it? Is that your book?
Yes!
Shoot.
It's his book.
That's
damn it.
The third time I said it today.
It's stealing my stuff.
You know, I mean, it's okay.
Is that the readable book?
I'm working on one. I don't think that's any good. That doesn't really do much for me, but again, none of it does. It's not just you.
I know. I got no shot with you.
No, right. Talk to Dan because he's Mr. Cheerful. Talk to him. Ask him.
I hated it before he even started telling us what it was.
No, I knew you would. Of course you do. That's the way we're wired.
Yeah, but this is the time of the sports calendar for ridiculous sports thoughts.
Here I am.
That's what this is. I mean, this is the time to do it. We are in ridiculous sports thought season here.
Yeah. Well, we got plenty of them. There's plenty of ridiculous sports thought.
Terry, I saw that 30 for 30 Bad Boys again the other night, which I hadn't seen in a couple years, I guess, or maybe I hadn't seen the whole thing all the way through.
Yeah.
I really forgot how much I hated Bill Laimbeer.
Yes.
It's stunning to me how much I hate him. I mean, if he were here, I'd want to hit him in the face. Although he's gotten very...
Well, then you better move quickly.
He's very fat. I could get away from him.
Think you could?
Yes, I think
you better
hope
so. You had to have that great first step.
It's amazing, though, how arrogant and how proud he is of how they try of how they tried to hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Oh, he did it for a long time before the playoffs thing, as you know. He was knocking Jordan out of the air just for fun all the time.
Yeah.
And that thing just grew and grew. I thought that thing was great, although I should have been on that. There are some mistakes made there. Not
like
having
what?
Me there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
oh, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, absolutely.
Course.
You know,
absolutely.
I was looking for you on TV when they were showing the Jordan dunk contest in 88.
I'm there.
I know, but I couldn't. It was happening so
Lacey
fast.
Because Lacey jumps
up. I know, because everybody. And I, said,
Doug.
I said, Terry's on here.
Yeah.
And I'm looking, and I didn't. I was
right
it was
behind
a
Doug.
Blur.
Lacey jumps up in the air when Jordan hits a shot. And I'm the one sitting there looking at Lacey like, dude.
Yeah, stop it. You're a reporter.
Dude.
No cheering on press row.
No, I mean, so, oh, my God.
Do you remember when they used to do a one-on-one contest? I know JoJo White won the first one at the All-Star game. Do you remember that at all? I don't know how short-lived it was.
That's short-lived. All I know is that the best decision, I've told this story before, the best decision I ever made was it was a Saturday night. There was the dunk contest and three-point shooting and all that stuff to come. And I decided, this was in Miami, I decided, oh, screw this. I'm going to go back to the hotel and watch the fight.
Go back to the hotel.
Yeah, go back to the hotel. And I did it back by myself, ordered some dinner. It was Tyson and Buster Douglas. Tell me that wasn't the right decision.
That was the night I ran through a glass door.
Yep. Was it?
Yeah, right after we were in a place in Durham called Johnny B. Goods. It was the only place that was showing the fight, and it was like Dollar Natural Lights or something like that, and we were, it was just sort of this nothing evening, we had nothing to do, figured we'd watch Tyson just, you know, beat this tomato can, and, you know, my dad and I watch a lot of boxing together and always have a sort of our thing, and I was so excited after the fight, I wanted to make sure my dad was watching, I wanted to tell him, and I ran down this long hallway to try to get to a payphone, there's a bank of payphones down there, and I'm running, next thing I know, crash. Didn't see it. Never had no idea there was a glass door in the middle of the hallway.
And sadly, you lived.
And the not only that,
he's in the Subaru commercial.
Not a scratch.
They lived.
Not a scratch.
Unfortunately, not a scratch. Wow.
Not a scratch. Went right through it. And right. Just sort of stood there.
That's and kept running.
Yeah, and the manager comes out. He was terrified that I was going to, you know, sue him for his establishment. And I said, I said, no worries, I'm good. If you know,
it's a million reasons he's even. A dope. Just wow. Add that one.
You know, it's
a long list.
I missed the fight completely. I was playing cards. It was 25 years ago last week.
Yes.
I was playing cards with friends of mine in college. And at the time, Tyson fights, for the most part, they were over in a minute and a half.
Right. There was like Trevor Burbick and Michael Spinks.
See, I had gotten word. Somebody told me.
How about 40 seconds?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I know. So a friend ran into the room and said, you guys don't know what happened. And he quizzed us. And we couldn't even come up with it because none of us even realized he was fighting.
Tyson had this habit. Toward that, by that stage of his career, of not getting ready
not
for
training.
Fights.
Right.
And yeah. I was told, a couple of my buddies there, also covered boxing columnists, and they said, you know, Tyson really did not train for this fight. I said, how do you know that? He said, because we know he didn't train. And so I was debating, okay, you didn't train. Can you beat Buster Douglas if you don't train? And I thought, well, I don't know any damn thing about Buster Douglas. I know he's a great guest for us a while back, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Terrific.
In studio.
Wonderful.
Was
yeah. Great.
So I decided, you know what? I don't care about the slam dunk contest, the three-point shoot. I don't give a rat's ass.
Good choice.
So I signed out, and there I was. And sure enough, Speaks, he didn't train. There's no way he got ready for that fight. Not possible.
Hmm.
He did not.
Man,
and that was sort of what he was doing.
Yeah, and then it was Douglas for his next fight who did not train at all.
That's
correct. Oh, he came out so big.
Yeah,
unless you call it an eating.
He
yes.
needed a man's ear. He needed a man's ear for that one.
Johnny Manziere. The other thing we're doing today on the show, we have four entries in the 2015 One Step Programs Charity Poker Championship that we're giving away. These are the last four giveaways, and we're down to just a couple tables remaining for Thursday night. I know, Speegs, you are planning on being a bounty for us.
And good. Yeah. What's the bounty going to be? Do you know?
Some set of gift cards. It's going to be a significant prize for knocking your ass out.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming out and helping to support the cause and mingling with listeners and playing poker.
It's going to be great.
As much as I'll gamble on anything, Dan, I'm not a poker player, but I will stand at the bar and drink if you'd like me to.
Sure.
Should be a bounty for making Rosner pass out. Just see how many drinks you can get in him.
We could bet on that, like over under. You could sell that, can't you, Dan? Make some money off of that.
And anything within our license to raise money for the kids, I am open to it. So if you want to come by the Montgomery Club on Thursday, Barry, you are certainly welcome.
Right,
I could
boys,
use a
fun.
Friend, you know. I'm always up for a friend.
Terry's walking around insulting everybody, but that's occasionally
that's what I do, though.
Terry, you should go hang with Terry. Yeah, I'd love
Terry,
that.
Terry and I will wind up at a boat somewhere in Indiana, probably.
Not a gambling boat.
Just in a boat.
Just like a dinghy.
A trawler.
I think they forgot to turn the heat on, Terry.
I'm in a trawler with a couple of hooas. All right. Well, that's all right. No, wait. That's a different me. All right. Yeah, Barry, come on out. Look, I'm serious. I am always looking for a friend.
Sounds
I need
good.
A friend
I'm
desperately.
I don't have any friends either, Terry, so let's hang together.
Okay.
Or we shall most certainly hang apart.
What a couple of peaches you guys are. All right, have a great show,
Be
everybody.
Be careful. There's a little traffic outside there as you leave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little jam today.
I
could barely get here, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's because the 18th Street Bridge is closed and the Harrison Street Bridge is closed. So that's you got nothing.
Harrison.
I know. It's true. All right, boys. Have a great show.
Right,
Speaks and Rosner back tomorrow all week. Have a great day.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. There were plenty of fascinating outcomes in college basketball on Saturday, but there's no doubt about which game had the best finish. Michigan State, Ohio State. After all, you really can't make up the idea that someone named Valentine Denzel would hit the winning shot in a crucial game on Valentine's Day. But that's what happened. Valentine, whose dad Carlton also played at Michigan State, hit a game-winning three-point shot with 3 seconds to go to give the Spartans a win they had to have. You can bet that Valentine was Tom Izzo's Valentine, with no offense to Izzo's wife attended. This hasn't been an easy year for Michigan State, which just isn't as rugged or tough as Izzo teams usually are. Yet, they sit in third place in the Big Ten, and Saturday's win put them a step closer to squeezing into the NCAA tournament when the brackets go up in 4 weeks. A Valentine from Valentine. Pretty cool. I'm John Feinstein.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Why having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm.
Ooh, sorry I dented your car.
No worries. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Maggie, State Farm's here to help.
Wait, I don't have State Farm, but my insurance helped me now.
A carrier pigeon.
Where'd that come from?
Look at all that paperwork around its neck.
I don't want the form.
Do you need a pen?
No pens.
Nope.
I don't want to fill those out.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. Find an agent at statefarm.com for help anytime, anywhere. That's getting to a better state.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS. CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
At your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday. CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody.
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-0 has, oh, so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-0, CBS Friday.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Sunrise Chevy in Glendale Heights.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hello there.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Was I in my fat mode? I can't remember.
No,
that was
pretty really.
Good. It was pretty good, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were in your fat mode.
No,
at
I was
that
pretty
point.
Good. Yeah. And Lacey jumps up, and I'm looking at him like
this is this is before the dunk. This is Jordan. There's a standing cameraman right in front of press row, and you're right next to him.
Yep.
And it's Jordan just getting set to take off.
Yeah. If you look at a lot of stuff that's around, some of those just take a close look. A lot of times,
because it. There's just somebody with a bad case of boar's face there.
Yeah, I'm sitting right behind Doug most of the time, enjoying his fine things. Oh, boy. Very pleasant. Good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps having a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rabbing at someone's back door. Probably some of the same ones. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
Yeah, but... I'm Terry Bores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Barry Trammell of the Daily Oklahoman, who's been bothering Kevin Durant, apparently is going to join us at 3 o'clock. Because I don't know what the hell is wrong with Kevin Durant, but that's the guy to ask.
Yeah, because remember, we had conversations with him about what a great guy was, how genuine all of it was. And then all of a sudden...
Yeah, it's all weird now. Sports Illustrated media critic Richard Deitch at 4 o'clock. I want to talk to him about some of the ongoing Charles Barkley saga that he
did a long interview with Barkley. Here.
And then Reed Forgrave of Fox Sports at 4:40 on college basketball. And we've got four seats to give away for the 2015 Charity Poker Championship. We are in the final push. It is Thursday. If you have not registered, if you want to play poker to help the kids, get registered. Do this, because we can't do what we've done in previous years when we get that late push. We always do every year. People say, oh yeah, I gotta do it, I can't believe it's the final week, and then we maybe can add a table or two. We have space restrictions this year that will prevent us from adding a table, so the race is on. I think we've got like three tables worth. I haven't checked within the last few hours, but I think that's what we're down to. I know they did a big TV thing today pushing it, so if you're gonna do this, go to onestepcamp.org and get that done and make sure you are a part of this great evening. But be listening if you're 21 or older and you want to play and you want to win a free entry. That's between now and 6 o'clock. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bores and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen
to us live. Streaming.
670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Texts on The Score are presented by the HomeLoanExpert.com. On Twitter, it's at Bores_Bernstein. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. There's BoresandBernstein.com and the Audio Roadshow application for your mobile device. Here's the 10 Seconds of Glory question for today. The Gasol brothers played in last night's All-Star game. What's the most impressive thing you've done with a sibling? Our producers are Joe Dredge.
Progressive Insurance took you inside the glass. The glass is repaired. They had to hurry to get things going because of a Barry Manilow concert last night. Corey Crawford directed that one along.
Wow. I found that fascinating. I really did.
Now, I had no idea.
That's some versatility.
Man.
There was a Barry Manilow concert, and Corey Crawford directed that one.
Wow.
Terrific.
Unbelievable. What a talented dude.
Right. I mean, sometimes he's falling down to the mosh pit and hurting himself. We know that. He'll go to a punk concert. And he was here, and we made him great. We did. We made him great at hockey. We brought him a championship, brought this city a championship.
Damn well, hell.
And then he's directing the Barry Manilow concert.
They had to hurry to get things going because of a Barry Manilow concert last night. Corey Crawford directed that one along.
Good for him.
He is Rockford's American Idol.
Brett Lyons.
Tonight, we're going to honor all the great moments of the last 40 years, and we'll pay tribute to those SNL greats who are no longer with us. John Belushi, Gilda Radner, John Lovitz.
They show Lovitz at what?
He is my starting left tackle.
And you know what? All the great John Belushi stuff, and you saw they even showed his audition video, and you see these great moments in the first sketch with O'Donohue, and then Jim Belushi comes out to do the Blues Brothers. I just wanted.
I didn't watch it. It
would have been fine if you had told me he was going to explode. That's worth it.
That's really unfortunate.
It almost ruined the night. Great show. I mean, just this terrific show, and there he is. It just sucked. And our interns, Tommy Guns, Tony Fish,
Adam, chill.
Scoreboard update.
It is just past 1:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio.
No wonder I can't see him. It's Adam. I'm looking.
You can never see me. I'm too small.
I can't see him. I know. I'm looking, and he barely is over the table.
Yeah.
I'm looking. I don't see nothing but eyebrows.
That's why Les was always telling me to chill. Adam, chill.
Adam, chill.
Today he was reporting that Steve Montador's death was from natural causes.
Well, that's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying. And
it depends how you define natural, though, right? I mean, do we know anything about it other than what they've said in Mississauga?
Other than what they've said.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how natural it is to drop dead at 35.
It's not.
No.
Not in my mind.
No.
Okay, so the Chicago Wolves are home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday's game. Star power on the Blackhawks gives NHL analysts like Pierre Maguire the confidence to say this.
Once you get to a certain level of your coaching career, you get a certain confidence to the decisions that you make. And I think Joel has that confidence in the decisions that he makes. And I'm really bullish on Chicago. I think Chicago is going to be really, really tough out in the playoffs.
Pierre's interview's up at MullyandHanley.com. The Hawks beat the Penguins on national TV yesterday, 2-1 in a shootout.
Yeah, that's a breaking news.
Oh, he's out on the limb there. Pierre.
President's Day, it's kind of a slow
Pierre. Don't be so daring.
If you want to listen to anything else he said, it's at MullyandHanley.com.
I heard it.
Yeah.
He also said ice is cold.
He said ice is very cold.
Yep.
And, he talked about Barry Manilow a bit, I bet. The Hawks beat the Penguins on national TV yesterday 2-1 in a shootout. Hawks winger Marian Hossa was named NHL's first star of last week after netting 5 goals and an assist in 4 games. Hawks next play Wednesday as they host the Detroit Red Wings. Former Bears quarterback, most recently cut by the Bucks, Josh McCown, was in Buffalo today but left without a contract with the Bills. McCown is going to visit a few other teams. NFL Combine workouts begin this Friday. People will be there tomorrow, though. Bulls begin their post-All-Star break this Friday. They host Detroit. They cannot practice until Wednesday evening because of the CBA. The NBA trade deadline is on Thursday. Lance Armstrong and Tailwind Sports Corporation must pay $10 million in a fraud dispute with a promotions company that they're mad that he covered up his use of PEDs so well. This scoreboard update is brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. Shake off winter and visit the auto show at McCormick Place. Now through the 22nd, 1 million square feet of everything new in the auto world and not a speck of road salt. Log on to ChicagoAutoShow.com for
half not there either.
Deals and download. Well, they maybe.
Oh, yeah. We'll take a look Thursday. It's our first day out there. I'll
That's when
around.
You guys will be there.
Yeah, we will. I'll take a look around. Make
Are
sure.
You excited?
Oh, I love the other show. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's Terry's favorite place. Yeah, he knows. He can look at an engine and tell you how many cylinders it has.
I absolutely can. I can tell you exactly what it is, what it runs the quarter in. And
oh, my God. I can't even come close to understanding any of that. I'm not even close.
Me either.
Like, not even close.
I don't know my own car, anybody else's car. I just know you push the red button and it starts. And when
or
you get,
red buttons.
And when
you push him and he doesn't start.
You push the red button again it's off.
If I had all the money in the world, I'd buy like a Nissan Sentra or something. You know, that'd be it.
I'm happy with my
that's
Acura
not true.
And I never need anything more.
Right.
You'd be cruising around a Ferrari. I can see you.
Yeah.
I can see you.
I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 136 Chicago Sports Radio 670. I'm going to ask you a question, and this comes up. This came up in my mind because we had James Brown. We had Sherman Helmsley. And now we have Ernie Banks. Can anybody find
Casey
somebody?
Casey Kasem.
And well, Casey Kasem too. They probably found him. Where did he go? Where was
Norway.
He?
Norway.
Norway.
Right.
That's a long way to go. When
That's
you're
too
dead.
Far.
That's too far. Even when you're dead. Can we get anybody in the ground? Is there always somebody fighting over what? What are you fighting over?
His remains. We went over this late in the show on Friday. That
and it's still going on. And you know what's going to do? Go on forever.
And it's going to anger the Sun Times for sure. Because you know that it's going to somehow be representative of all that's going wrong with the new Cubs regime. See? They can't complete the bleachers. They can't get Ernie Banks buried properly. What the hell is Theo Epstein doing?
Keep an eye on the dumpsters.
Right, that's what we're saying.
Oh, God.
You had the cake. You had the Ronsanto cards. And
I put them in there.
I know you did. So this is yet another concern that's so Cub.
I think it's so everybody.
Didn't Gerald Ford make the rounds for a while, too? Or was that just sort of
across the country.
Right.
That was a tour. It was a tribute. It wasn't meant to be like, we don't know what to do with him.
But they don't, have they found Ernie's remains? Do they know where they are? Because at last check, they didn't know.
I never saw a story that said they did.
Because you had the caretaker, and then you had the wife.
The wife.
And they're fighting.
And the wife hadn't been part of his life for 3 years.
Correct.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want him cremated.
She doesn't want him cremated, then the caretaker does, who is very close to him.
Correct.
But very close to him nonetheless, and she wants it because she says Ernie wanted that.
Right.
I don't know where they are though. I don't know where he is. Do you?
No. How I don't know. I mean,
is he in your car?
It is my job to keep track of the remains of Ernie Banks.
Too?
It's not my job. I you had me in charge of Pistons basketball.
No. Well, yeah. Well, that's an easy one though. It's better now. Pistons basketball better now.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, a little.
They had DJ Augustine lighten it up.
They do. Yeah. Okay, I was just curious. I'm sure you brought up Fred. I was just wondering why, where he is and why they can't find him.
I don't know.
Where could he go?
But you're right. We have an epidemic of an inability to get famous dead people buried in a timely fashion. Or cremated. Or even located. Because Casey was missing before he was dead.
Yeah.
Because they tried to take him away to Norway, even though he's Lebanese, I guess.
Close enough. That's close enough.
I don't know. I can't answer it for you. I just know it's not working out well for anybody.
And I would say this, whoever has the body, I mean, the wife really, after 3 years of really nothing there, and that's his request to his caretaker, the person he was closest to, honor the request. That's what I would say. It's a good thing I'm not a lawyer. There'd be a problem for everybody if I were a lawyer.
Well, you'd be disbarred summarily.
I would be, but for the love of God, you know, where will he too be found in Norway, Sweden? Where will he be? Where will Ernie be before they discuss?
Are you taking bets?
I think we should.
Which Scandinavian country will be the final resting place of Ernie Banks?
Maybe. He's 7-5 for Indiana.
When we come, that's not a Scandinavian country.
Oh, yes, it is.
When we come back,
yes, it is.
We're going to give away a player entry into the One Step Program's 2015 Charity Poker Championship. So be listening if you want to win. You got the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have twins? We're having twins? And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
.144 Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. Boers and Bernstein got one of these typical wide open mid-February days today, and I love days like this because you really don't know where anything's going to go, and that's cool.
No, we have good guests today that'll help us along the way, and that's what you need, because just this thing's an interest you. You know, little things you catch and say, what? And now they fit in. Whatever it is, now they fit in.
You want to play poker, you are 21 or older, and I mean you really can play poker. Tournament starts at 6 o'clock on Thursday. It is at the Montgomery Club right downtown. So don't win this thing if you're not going to play. But caller number 10 to 312-591-6700 wins a player entry fee to the One Step Program's 2015 Charity Poker Championship presented by Robert W. Baird. It's on Thursday, February 19th at the Montgomery Club in Chicago. For more information or to sign up, visit onestepcamp.org. See, I'd like to see a drunk Barry Rosner hanging out and also bothering people.
Yeah, I could use a friend. You know, usually I sit down with your friends from the board and I tell them that you're a whack job. And, they sort of know that. I sit down with them, and then Wex is always leaving very early so I can visit with him.
Wex put a bounty on himself this year.
I know.
That he actually, he has.
That's not
he's funded his own bounty where if you knock out Wex, I think he's at the high roller table. So if you knock him out, he's got like little guy's gift cards or something he's going to be giving you, which is great because you'll knock him out and he'll rebuy and then someone else will knock him out because it always happens. Because usually.
Yeah. So usually I get to visit with him.
Yeah.
And just talk about, let's say, people from the board and various people that are hanging around. But Rosner would be fun. Or Maddie's there.
Well, Spice Adams is going to be there.
Well, what's wrong with him, too?
Maddie's going to be there. There's usually some other sightings of some fun people. Alicia Roman from Channel 5 is going to be a bounty for us. So it's always fun stuff. It's a great, great night with cool people.
I don't like for people to mess around with there, do I?
And once everything gets started and sort of my nerves are settled, making sure everybody's in the right place, then you grab a glass of wine or two and everything's good. Hochberg usually shows up.
Well, he's got to take Matt home. I don't mean that in that way. I don't mean it the way like he's taking Matt home. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't mean it that way.
It's okay.
But he gives him a ride home.
Tony in Frankfurt, you're on The Score. What's happening, Tony?
What's up, Dan and Terry? Dan, I'm not sure if you saw this article from Athletic Business last month about CTE, but there needs to be some rapping done at some people's back door about this because the whole premise of it, and by the way, it was written by two high-level doctors, was that they're downplaying the role of CTE in high school and younger aged contact sports. And they even go so far as to say that the benefits of organized contact sports outweigh the possible neurological risks. And I'm reading this and just want to throw up. And I know if you ever saw it, you probably do the same thing. And one more thing, Terry.
Yeah.
I think now that Casey Kasem, that whole issue is done, I think the Iranian space monkey needs to be debriefed and sent out for Ernie Banks.
Yeah. You know what, Tony? We're going to have to send him somewhere because we can't have this.
That's the new special assignment is sending the space
find
monkey.
Find Ernie. He found Casey. He was at bat. I don't know. You know, Tony, I don't get any of this for the love of God. How difficult is this? I mean, if this woman was taking care of the last 3 years of his life, then let her have her. What are you doing? What are you fighting for? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you, or am I a bad lawyer? See, I just like me. I'm a common sense kind of dude. Just it makes sense. And anyway, it's better that way because then you can't find his remains in the dumpsters around Wrigley Field. You know what I mean? It's the tidy way of doing it because you don't want to, like I'd say, oh, God, that's Ernie. No, you don't want that.
And by the way, another highlight from SNL 40 last night, Alec Baldwin's Tony Bennett impersonation was sensational.
On the Celebrity Jeopardy.
Absolutely sensational. It was just, I couldn't believe, if I were looking away, I swear to you, I would have thought it was Tony Bennett. And just how kind of just blithely out of it he was, that no matter what was asked, it was like, I just want to say this is a great, great room with great, great people. And it just.
What he did to Grammys. Yeah, he was like.
Just not all.
Yeah, he's 86.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's so good though, and you know, then Norm MacDonald shows up doing Burt Reynolds, and they have the whole deal. It was really fun, and I just the greatest part was I know I didn't miss anything, and if that Bill Hader character is that's the height of comedy, his sort of swishy nightclub guy, whatever that is, if that's what was so funny, I didn't miss anything.
Sort of like Joe Drudge. Swishy nightclub guy. Yeah. that his role on the show? He says yes. Yes, it is. No, you know, I didn't. I forgot it was on. So, and I was never. I never watch an All-Star game. Not interested. So, does absolutely nothing for me. And I guess it did nothing for anybody else but Russell Westbrook. I mean, I guess it's something for him, but means nothing to me. And the Saturday stuff. It's kind of like, please play something that's meaningful. Please, somewhere. So I watch college basketball. I'm trying to catch up on my college basketball.
Did you watch Frank Kaminsky laying wood to the Illini?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What are your thoughts about him at the next level?
Plays, but has trouble.
That's kind of where I am.
Yeah.
He's going to have some rough nights, right?
Mm-hmm.
He'll be in the league.
Yeah.
And he'll have some rough nights.
Yeah. He'll have a few shots blocked here and there.
Now, here's the latest from the Tribune about Ernie Banks. It says it was unclear where exactly the body was taken because his wife, Elizabeth, has successfully thus far prevented his body from being cremated.
So she's hiding it.
Well, according to the lawyer, Howard Golden, Banks is buried at Graceland Cemetery, just blocks from Wrigley Field.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But a person who answered the phone at Graceland but declined to give her name said Banks is not buried there.
Mm-hmm.
Dave,
well, there's a problem.
Babzak, the manager of Donnellan Funeral Home, which handled the logistics surrounding the funeral service, declined to comment on the dispute, saying only that Banks' remains were no longer at the funeral home.
In the kitchen.
And in court documents obtained by the AP. Now, that was Sherman Hemsley was in the kitchen, right?
He was in the kitchen. James Brown was in the kitchen, too, wasn't he?
I think so.
But for some reason, they don't want to go past the kitchen. Casey gets hungry.
That's where food is.
Casey gets hungry. Right there.
There's no according to documents obtained by the AP, there's no mention that Banks wanted his ashes scattered at the ballpark where he played his entire 19-year Hall of Fame career. But I thought there was a quote of his.
Yeah. That was I think the caretaker had the quote though, right? She's the one who said that's what he wanted. Or did he say that to others?
I don't know.
Seriously. I mean, is this that difficult?
Apparently
I mean, really?
It is.
And what do you care if he's cremated? Because clearly you're hiding the body. If the cemetery is saying he's not here,
Dave's not here.
Yeah, he's not here. I mean, then you're then you have the body somewhere. Kitchen.
It's in the kitchen.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Why is it so tough? Why is it? Why can't you just? I mean, you had nothing to do. You weren't even part of his life.
Right.
The one with the
this was the fourth wife too, right?
Yes.
So none of the other three wives.
Off stride.
All off stride.
All off stride.
Okay.
Yeah. Way, way back.
They all broke stride.
Yeah, way back to start. Wait, where's the
like you're taking me back to Northville.
Yeah, Candy. She's back. The first one is actually at Northville. So they're not a factor. And this one hadn't, what my people told me is, they hadn't been together in 3 years and had no visitation either. Nothing. So when she's the spokesman, a lot of these people that are known were kind of angry, like, wait a minute, he had nothing to do with her for 3 years. And now she's out there speaking. He's saying, well, yeah, he already died. And nothing. Had absolutely nothing to do with him.
He's Bors. I'm Bernstein. 312-644.
We're going to find Ernie.
6767.
This show's going to find Ernie.
I don't think this show's going to find Ernie.
We're going to find Ernie.
Well, we're kind of short-staffed today, so we can't exactly send Dredge out on the hunt. Notebook and a magnifying glass. Track him down and knock it down. You have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday. CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once. YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber. Premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on.